RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
It is a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Once again.
The middle of the week. The worst day for traffic, so they say.
Yeah, it usually is. So, but nevertheless.
It's one of those strange days.
We go on and forge on and continue with what it is that, whatever it is that
we're doing in our lives.
Exactly. Okay, so we do have a top 10 for you today. Thanking, once again, for 2 days in a row, we are thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic. We are doing the top 10. Hashtag, how my parents would describe me.
Okay.
Okay. You know how you would describe yourself, but how do you think your parents perceive you?
You're a naughty boy.
I know, right?
You're actually a kind soul.
Yeah. Like, from the eyes of your parents, how do you think they see you? So, for example, how my parents would describe me, matalino kasi mana sa akin, pero tamad kasi mana sa tatay niya.
Oh, no.
It can be both parents. It could be one specific parent.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Because, diba, like, obviously, genetics come into play.
Yeah. Yes.
And if your significant other has a trait that... Your kid also has. Obviously, you're going to call it out.
And another example, how my parents would describe me, masunuring bata kung bibigyan mo ng suhol. They would only do what you want.
For a bribe.
For a bribe. So
it's
got to
be a
toy,
good bribe.
Buy them a gadget. Buy them a whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what my dad did before when I was a kid. That's... Well, it was an incentive.
Yeah.
It was more
quote
like...
quote-unquote, incentive.
Yes. Yeah. So if I was able to swim underwater for a certain amount of laps...
Yeah.
He would give me a Sega game. Because I played a lot of Sega as a kid.
Okay.
So, you know, it is kind of a form of suhol.
It is. Because when you think about it, like, why can't you just do well? Right? If you think about it. I mean, why do you need an incentive if you think
exactly? I mean, it depends on what your goal is in life.
True.
If you just want to make your dad or mom happy, right?
Yeah.
As a kid, as the kid.
And another example, how my parents would describe me. Pinaglihi ko kay kumpare. Kaya kamukhang kamukha niya. Like, if you, malay mo, the reason you look like your mom's friend, your tito blank, is because they were really close. Just pinaglihi.
That could be the thing.
Genetics has nothing to do with it.
Happens in the province a lot.
Happens. Yes. What? What happened?
The whole lihian.
Oh, why just there? Why not?
I don't know.
Why not in the city? I mean,
I've heard a lot of stories because I've done a lot of events.
Because there's nothing to do at night.
There's not much to do at night.
That's what they said. There's not much to do at night.
No, norm.
And another example, how my parents would describe me, yung panganay, matalino. Yung pangalawa, guwapo. Siya, mabilis maglakad. Yeah.
I couldn't find anything nice to say.
Well, he walks fast when we're in the mall. Yeah,
although
a good trait.
Mommy Strom is a fast walker.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in your family that's like a fast walker?
I wouldn't say fast walker, but I think I'm the only slow walker.
Ah, so everyone else in
but not fast naman. Like, I mean, normal. I just tend to walk slower than everybody else.
You walk decently fast nowadays.
I guess. Well, compared to, because I know a lot of people who are fast walkers.
Like, okay.
Yeah, you know, for example, Baby Whale and, you know, so I tend to seem like a slow walker.
Because everyone else is fast.
Because, yeah, a lot of, I guess my family are normal paced walkers, I guess. And another example, how my parents would describe me, prinsesa. Gigising, kakain, magre-reklamo kung bakit hindi siya anak mayaman, kakain ulit, tutulog ulit.
Complain ulit.
Especially if that's all they hear from you. They never hear the good side or you talking about something.
Yeah, hey. You know. Always give that compliment to your parents.
That's true.
They deserve it. I mean, they do so much for you. I mean, you don't have to give them everything.
Yeah.
Just appreciation. The moon in the sky, yeah. Right? But you can just give them a little bit of a heads up. Hey, I love you. Thank you.
True.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Little thing like
let's,
that.
Let's start it off. Like you started off with that.
Mama, Papa. I love you. I appreciate you. Can't wait to come see you. They're in Norway at the moment.
Oh, okay. Kaya malakas ang loob mo. Ang daya mo.
Hey, I say it to their faces.
Oh, okay. That's all, good.
Like, our
that's
family good. Is very, very open about
like
emotion.
Everything. Shade and love.
And love.
Yeah.
Like, on a daily basis, yes. My dad would message me saying, I love you.
Oh, that's
which
so
is,
sweet.
Which is interesting because, like, you would think that the Norwegian one would be the one not to show too much emotion.
Yeah,
but
you think about it. They're actually
Europeans
more open.
Are very open.
True.
So, yeah.
So there you go. How do you think your parents, how would you think they would describe you? How would you think they perceive you? Send them all in. All you have to do is send it in to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag how my parents would describe me in all your posts.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Saying good morning to these texters. Checking out 0961-1367-931. First, let's say good morning to Queen Elaine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Queen Elaine. You're a lifesaver. Now I can take my meds after eating.
Thank you.
Hello to Dree and to Dee or Dre Vance, who says, Maayong buntag from Lapu-Lapu City. We just moved to our new home, this time permanently, in Lapu-Lapu City, Mactan. No more rentals. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
That's
good
so
job.
Cool. And Dre Vance also sent a photo with a giant key. So cool.
Aww.
And maayong buntag to all our friends.
Yes.
From Cebu.
Yes.
Maayong buntag. That's right. So what's up to everybody? They will be listening to this episode
yes.
a little bit later on. So good morning or yeah, maybe. Yeah, good morning. Still. Over there. Monster BT 105.9 Cebu.
There you go.
Hello.
What's crackalackin'? Hello, and make sure to check out our posts. We're also on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
So if you're in Cebu or if you're in Manila, you can join us via facebook.com/TMR on RX931. Okay.
Okay.
We posted a photo. Check it out. Hello to Bianca. Coco Melon says, good morning. For me and my toddler, naka-off si ate today, kaya no painting muna. It looks like he enjoyed the music kahit later na kami magko-Coco Melon. Ay, hindi pala Coco Melon name niya. Kasi alam mo yung...
Tinawag mo Coco
okay,
Melon.
In my defense, yung kasing last part ng message, dash, tapos Coco Melon. So I thought it was like from Coco Melon.
Okay.
No, that was Bianca who messaged. Hello to Jay. And Jay says, driving to work, balik Manila office for good. Welcome back. Hello to Raymond Reason. Also to Joni Claude. We have Melai. Juice Blank, Yontifian says, tuned in live from CDO. Hi.
Oh my gosh. Hello.
And I guess she's listening by the app Monster RX931 via iOS or Android. Check us out. Or the website RX931.com. Good morning to Edward Villona, Gina Buido, and Mika, Jerome. And also saying hello to Christer Salvador, solo
hello,
trip to
Christer.
LU.
Oy. Oh my. Wow.
Yes, BRB, bakasyon ng bading, sabi Christer. A B&B.
Saya.
Hello,
saya.
Enjoy. And thank you for keeping us in the background. Hello to Tino and also to Ina and Catherine Aracho says, driving to work means listening to my comfort show, TMR.
Aw, thank you.
So sweet of you.
Hi,
thank you.
From My Faith and Flowers, Manila. Order na kayo ng flowers for Mother's Day. Hello to Jessica and also 70 Jessica. Pwede bang mag-request ng birthday blending kahit kapon pa yung birthday ko? Of course,
sure.
Jessica. For you, anything.
Surely.
Hello to Enrich and Elmer Velasco. Good morning to Renz and Farmer Sanchez. Also to Jonas Galang. There you go.
Okay, so now let's say hi to a few more people before we do our birthday blending. Let's see if we can add to the list. Hi to Maria. Please greet everyone in our office na nakikinig ng podcast every night on Spotify. Insert Rocky Paul na miss ko na since nag-work from home siya. Hi to Nina Hidalgo. Please say hi to Jesse, Anisa, and Mujay. Mommy Linda na mas mamimiss ko pa dahil sa topic today. Aww. Also saying hello to your Capatino, Fitz Villafuerte, Hide a Space with or Savior Loki. Thank you so much to Queen Elaine.
Thank
again,
you so much.
Who said, yeah, I watched Rent last weekend. I love everything about it. I can't wait to see you as Collins next month. So she watched me as Betty.
Aww.
Now she's
wow.
Collins. We actually
nice.
Have a lot of people coming back to watch the show twice to see the different casts.
Para kayong para kang yung ano eh. Yung mga kikento ni Maxim De Winter. Yung maglalabas ng CD tapos iba yung cover. Tatlo yung cover. So, kailangan all three bibilin mo.
Yung may deluxe so, version.
Meron deluxe. Meron ganyan.
Yeah, it's not like we're full every night and the people who come watch are like rent heads who
wow.
watch.
Oh, yes.
Been watching this show
it's
for years.
It's one of the iconic, you know, shows.
And they said, they were like, oh, we only watch when it's good. So, that means they like it.
Love
oh,
that.
Look
which
at
is
you.
Really good. We went all out with this one. Saying hi to Tris. Can you greet my beautiful and awesome sister Aterej, who is listening right now? Thank you very much. Archer Aguilar says good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day and duty. Juice Blank says final trailer dropped of X-Men 97 for people who are watching. I can't wait to see the last episode.
Yeah.
It's actually been a really good ride for X-Men 97.
I have been watching kasi si Bo DeMaio suggested a watch list
uh-huh.
of the previous X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yung OG.
Yeah.
Yung pinalabas ng 90s mm-hmm. talaga. In preparation for the finale.
Wait, where can you watch the OG?
Still on the same
okay.
platform.
Okay.
I mean streamer. Streaming. Site.
Streaming.
It's
okay.
there then.
It's there then. Oh, just search for it.
Watch
X-Men.
It.
So, meron siyang parang kasi nga medyo it's the medyo confusing. You kind of have to have a little bit of a backstory,
right,
to fully appreciate the finale. So, nagbigay siya ng listahan para mga 6 episodes hiwa-hiwalay siya. But those are the ones that are pertinent to the finale.
Oh, I'd love to watch yeah. the OG series because I watched it as a kid, but
oh
know.
Yeah, it was there.
Me too.
Ang layo pa nung animation. As
oh,
in,
of course.
Medyo budget ano talaga yung animation ng 90s.
Or I guess
as
at that
compared
time,
to the
yun
one
na yung,
now.
Ano, yun na yung,
I guess it was.
Yeah,
or you know what
the,
I watch? Screen Crush. Have you seen the recap of Screen Crush?
Oh, I have not.
They really put everything together in one video on YouTube and you can just watch it there before
oh.
watching.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
Instead of watching actual episodes, it'll just
parang
find the
short
pertinent
sort
moments
of, right.
Yeah.
That you really need to see before you watch the 3-part finale.
Okay.
Which begins this week.
Yes.
So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to get the finale of X-Men 97. Hi to Nina Hidalgo. Please say hi to Jesse and Anissa. Salamat. Last day of April na. Grabe. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It is the last day of April.
It is. Labor Day tomorrow.
And wow. with that, why don't we say hello lastly to Van Javelino K. Gil Phillips. Good morning, beautiful DJs. May pa breakfast si Mr. Phillips. Also, just catching up on older podcast episodes. Tama, Hazel, I heard na you shouldn't rinse your mouth after brushing. Keep the fluoride in for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
I can't. Sorry.
Yeah, me neither. I got
to. Same.
I have to rinse.
And yeah, so let's greet.
Let's go.
A happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Jessica and Blue Gray.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That's it for greets.
Okay, here we go. We've got our top 10 courtesy of Mike Ferrer. Hashtag how my parents would describe me. Let's start off with Butter Baby.
Number 10.
Yung transient. That's how they would describe me. Bihira na lang kasi pumirmi sa bahay. That's usually the complaint of parents with their kids.
When you're an adult, especially.
I mean,
you have your own life already.
You have your own life.
And,
you
know.
Understand.
Yeah. There's work, but of course you still have your social life
exactly.
as well. So when you don't have work, wala naman, you're gonna meet up with your friends, you're always going out.
Ayun nga, parang si Butter Baby, kung wala sa work, nasa Thailand. Diba? Or si Maxim De Winter, pag wala
Korea.
Sa work,
nasa Korea.
Ganun lang naman yun.
Ayun nga, nag-ano na nga si Maxim, nag-message. Tapos ako yung i-judge sa panonood ng musicals multiple times. Eh, sila din naman pala.
Alam mo, hindi ka naman ginudge, pare-pareho kayo.
Ginudge kayo.
And from Sophia.
Number 9.
True story, they used to call me Sleeping Beauty. Maganda lang daw pag tulog. Kasi ang dal-dal pag gising. Oh, that is true. My gosh, like, you know, we were just talking about this the other day. I'm barely awake. Remember how when we were talking about the extreme heat, I said, wouldn't it be a nightmare kung biglang mag-brown out?
Oh.
That's what happened to us.
What?
11 p.m. and until I left, we had no electricity.
No way.
We were like sleeping in ovens. No, that is
what
a false
heck?
Statement. We have not slept a wink.
Is this last night?
Last night.
Oh, we don't have but those yung rechargeable fans.
We didn't. Kasi tagal na namang hindi kasi nag...
True.
Yung mga rechargeable namin.
That's when you start thinking, dapat bumili tayo.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we were talking about. Because, you know, like, the last time that we checked with Meralco was about 2:45. We were like, wala ba? And then they were like, sir, na-check na po.
Is this the whole village?
No, just one grid. Kasi
oh.
yung village namin, our village is huge kasi.
Yeah.
Diba, it's an entire barangay. So parang it's divided into three grids. May pumutok na transformer
also,
along our street.
Ayo yung affected.
And somebody visited already pre-2:45. Wala daw dalang boom truck. They need those gigantic trucks na maabot hanggang taas-taas.
Oh.
And when I left, I had to ask some of the Meralco vehicles to scoot a little bit because I couldn't get out of our house.
Oh, wow.
Parang war zone yung street namin.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to close the entire street.
So, hopefully, by the time you get home,
yeah, but
it's back now.
But you're gonna be in the condo later. Well,
yeah, like, super... And we had to be awake because, you know, we just had to make sure because mamaya, if our mom is, like, overheating, we have to bring her to somewhere.
True.
Maybe to the condo, right?
Yeah.
So, we haven't had any sleep since 11
p.m. Oh, no. I was just gonna say, panaman, on my way here, I was like, wow, today feels a little different. Parang medyo there's a cool breeze na.
Yeah. It was so warm. It was like we were sweating like pigs. Kasi talagang grabing init. It was so warm.
Can I just say, naawa din ako sa mga aso.
Yeah.
My, si Mojo.
Yeah.
I think, got heat stroke.
Heat stroke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But he's, I think, doing better. They cut his hair.
Yeah.
Please have your dogs
no,
get their haircuts
wet
as soon
them
as possible.
Wet multiple
them
times mm. during the day. And Church was in the room, right?
Yeah.
Remember, we let
yeah.
him, we had to bring him downstairs at around 3 a.m. because it was already warmer inside the house than outside the house.
So, ano reaction nung tatlo?
Sabi nila, deserve.
Deserve.
Deserve! 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 Deserve!
siguro sa isip-isip nila, balik-balik kang hindi to.
Grabing init.
So you didn't sleep at
init.
All.
I have not slept.
Oh no. Oh,
kasi how can you sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just like, I don't know, dapat you came here na lang.
That's what I was thinking too.
3 hours early.
Kasi nga lang, ang ano namin is that just in case we need to move our mom.
Right.
So we had to be like, dapat complete yung cast. Kasi
standby kayo.
Mag-aakay-akay kami and all that. So, yeah. And I could have actually slept. Kaya lang, nangangawit naman si Baby Whale.
Kasi pinapay-payan
niya.
Ano ka inihaw?
Oh my gosh! Kasi alam niya, hindi ako makakatulong. Kaya nga makapaypay.
Eh kung ikaw pinapaypayan, sino nagpapaypay kay babe?
Eh, kakayo na ako yung bebe. Kaya siyempre ako lang mapapaypay.
Oh my God.
Nar.
I can't.
So yeah, pinapaypayan niya ako.
What is up with all of this service, like, losing and internet?
Yeah, yo.
Don't get me started.
Oh, but mine naman is fine.
Can I just say?
Mine is fine.
The entire community, our entire, let's say, Eastwood community is going crazy.
Crazy.
Especially with this one.
So it hasn't been restored? Kasi no, ako nagkaroon ng something, but then they were able to restore it within
hours.
It's
every 2 to 3 days.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Nawawalan. Even in our village. Kasi it's the same.
Yikes.
Provider.
It's hey, that area.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Tapos kanina talaga war zone. Like war zone. Oof. Like I'm, pag kunyari hindi mo alam na brownout, tapos nakakainis kasi. The street right across us. Like right across us, the house. Sila, lahat sila may kuryente na.
Oh, that's the worst.
Tapos alam mo yung nakikita mo sila and you're like, how are you sleeping soundly? Because you have all the lights and all the aircon.
While we're suffering.
While we're all mga pugon. Like we were all sleeping in pugon.
You know, kawawa din the parents. Kasi I do remember before when I used to live at home and occasionally pag nagkakaroon ng ganyan na power interruption, like my mom would always stay up also to make me paypay.
Yeah.
So, kasi hindi rin ako makatulog pag mainit.
Kapay.
But hello, nanay ko yun. Diba? Parent and child relationship yon, di ba normal yon?
I really hope, because I'm pretty sure pag nabalik yung kuryente, even our kasambahays, like, I think everyone will go back to sleep because nobody slept a wink.
Tsaka treat yourself. Alam mo yun, mag-aircon kayo
totoo,
the whole afternoon.
Totoo. And for Maxim the Winter.
Number eight.
Actually, natulog na ako dyan when I got here. I was asleep and I, you know, I could just kind of like, okay, I think I have to post the top 10. So tumayo na ako. But I was actually asleep the first, I don't know,
few
15 minutes.
Minutes
when I got
but
here.
But why did you just decide to take your mom to the condo?
No, because nga she's, ano na, like, it's, she also has a hard time moving around. Major production number yun.
Mm.
Like, it'll be a major production number. Like, getting her into the car and, you know, malaking ano
right.
Rin. And, like,
Tas babalik
na yeah. Naman pag may kuryente na. So unless she's really like super, alam mo yung medyo nahihilo na siya or something. Parang I'm pretty sure she would rather
she'd also
stay
prefer
in,
it, yeah.
In her house. And Maxim says, how my parents would describe me? A walking, talking ATM.
Wait, number 8 pa ba yan?
Number 8. Pinlay mo na. But actually, si Genshin Impact also said the same thing. Parang, ang tingin nila sa akin, ATM, pero yung ATM na puro withdrawal lang. Walang deposit.
Walang deposit.
So, hindi ka pwede mag-deposit. Withdraw lang ng withdraw.
At wala ding savings.
Wala rin savings. Ganon. And from 70-70.
Number 7.
How my parents would describe me, malakas daw yung memory ko. Hindi nila alam na naaalala ko pa kung paano nabuo yung sumunod sa akin nung 2 years old ako.
Stop!
How?
Hashtag trauma.
Trauma. Well, at that age, hindi mo naman alam kasi kung ano yung ginagawa.
True. Diba?
Pero ako in my head, like for the parents, why would, I couldn't do that with my 2-year-old there.
I know.
That would be so awkward. It's the fastest way to like get me out of the mood.
I was watching something, parang, I don't remember what I was watching. But anyway, question was posted. Na parang, would you rather see your parents doing the deed or your parents
catch you
like doing the deed?
Catch you na. Parang sila na lang yung mag-suffer. Kasi alam ko pretty much they'll feel so awkward. Pero I can't imagine kasi seeing my parents.
So you'd rather them see you?
I don't know. They're both horrible. They're both horrible choices.
I know, but you have to choose.
Like, si Marky kasi na ano na, he's done both. Nahuli na siya. Nakita na niya. So siya, wala na siya problema dun eh.
I'm
tayo
fine.
Yung may problema eh.
Nasa-survive siya both eh.
Survived both.
Na-survive niya both.
I mean, there is a trauma on both sides.
On both sides. Still. What was worse? In your experience? Because you've experienced both. And you can't escape both. So, if you had to choose, ano yung...
Getting caught.
Getting caught is worse. Is worse.
Ako din, feeling ko... I think I can get over na lang na parang...
I don't
will
know
just,
what it is.
Feeling ko kasi kaya kong i-selective amnesia yung nakita ko.
Kasi sasabihin ng pag-parents pa yung nakahuli. Par?
Buise.
kasi ka-age group. Ka-age group.
No! Never!
Never.
Sabi ni Krister, nangyari na din daw sa kanya, nakita ko lolo at lola ko, nakakatroma.
Ay, Diyos ko, parang that's even worse. That's even worse, pag-grandpa.
But good for them.
Good for them. True. Pero I mean, I'm talking about kasi you're related to them. Like ako, if I were to see random grandparents or parents, you know, in the act, I don't care. I mean, you do you, because I'm not related to them. Pero pag kasi...
Your parents. But it's so funny because you're the most modest sa tatlo sa atin. But you're the one who'd rather get caught?
No, no. I haven't made up my mind. Maybe I spoke too soon.
Baka oh, I'd rather catch them na lang.
Oh, sige, sige. Para sila na yung mahiya more than me. Pero ayoko din eh! Can I not experience any of it?
Because imagine Chico on his knees.
Mark! We're like parang,
begging for forgiveness for like walking in on them accidentally.
Why didn't you parang
I'm sorry.
Yung, ano,
can you
picture,
turn off his mic?
Or yung parang ito.
Turn off his mic. I know that's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. Nope. That's not gonna happen.
It's perfect for a photo for today. Check it out.
Diba, it's such a difficult question.
No! No!
Begging for forgiveness kasi nahuli siya.
That's what I was saying. You didn't let me finish.
Where is the line?
Sabi ni Junay, Marky, masyadong grassy.
Grabe! Grabe!
Begging for forgiveness nga.
I would just beg for forgiveness. I wouldn't be like on my knees and all. And stop it na lang. Next! Okay.
Alam mo si Marky na nga ano, mamaya siya na yung ano yun natin.
Kapanish?
Siya na yung on his knees. Oh.
From designer dad.
Number six.
How my parents would describe me. True story. Lagi raw akong may hawak na crayon, paper, markers, And I draw all the time. To be honest, hindi naman ako magaling mag-drawing, pero nandun yung visual creativity. Yung alam mo, totoo yan ah. I would like to think that I'm a very creative person, and even though I draw horribly, I enjoy that kind of creation. Mm-hmm. Yung mag-drawing.
Yeah.
I mean, pangit, pero nandun yung creativity. So if you gave me crayons and like paint, I think I'll be able to create something. I mean, it won't be great, but it's still an expression.
I think with a lot of kids talaga, like, I would say 90% or more
totoo
would enjoy doing that.
Like, not everybody's talented.
And I think kasi when you're a kid, wala ka pang pake kung people maganda think hindi. Na hindi maganda yung drawing mo. Totoo. But you know, of course, as you get older, pag na-realize mo na, ay parang hindi ako masyadong talented dito.
Di ba yung sinabmit ko nga na drawing ko for a club? Kasi ang ano is magsasubmit ka ng drawing. Nagsubmit ako ng drawing ng mermaid na kinain ng shark. Like with blood.
Napaka-healthy ng
literally the drawing that I submitted was a shark with a dead mermaid in its mouth.
Oh my god.
So were you sent to the
your parents?
They did not accept me in the club. At nagtaka pa ako ha. Nila ako tinanggap.
Natakot sila.
Tapos alam mo yung ano, yung drawing ko pa, yung talaga very rudimentary.
Oh my God.
Like, there was a shark, tapos nakakagat siya dun sa waist ng mermaid. So, half, on one side of the mouth was the tail, on the other half was the human part. And then, may kabibi pa siya na bra. Tapos yung mata niya, naka-X. Tapos, there's like blood, like red, ano, from the...
It's like a comic.
From the, like a comic book.
The
and they did not accept my application.
How dare they?
Kasi I put there my name, name, age, parang address. Tapos isasubmit mo para matanggap ka dun sa club. Hindi ako tinanggap.
The trauma.
Well, I mean... Like,
why would you not accept me? It was so creative. I'm sure the others were so like, house on a hill.
Siguro whoever saw your drawing na you submitted, iniisip niya. Whatever happened to that kid?
Well, he's a radio host now.
Who submitted that? Baka hindi radio host yung iniisip niyang naging future
naging
mo.
Naging future ko.
Uh-uh.
But it was so creative. Like, what sort of kid would send you a drawing na you can draw anything and gives you this beautiful, like, you know, parang bite of nature.
I think it's a call for help at the time. It was like, help me, my bullies are eating me up.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Ikaw yung mermaid sa drawing. Oh.
You were definitely
ang ganda nung mermaid ko.
Oh, kaya.
Ang ganda nung mermaid ko na parang yun nga, yung may kabibe, bra pa siya.
Very little mermaid.
Mm. Yeah. It was a little graphic, but...
A little?
No, because you know what? I loved sharks too. I was fascinated with the sharks. So, parang lahat ng mga interest ko, sinama ko in one artistic expression.
Pwede naman silang swimming side by side, di ba?
Oo nga, no?
Pero hindi. Gusto mo yung
hindi, very nakakagat. Very National Geographic, di ba yun? Yung, and the lion is now stalking the gazelle.
Oh my God.
Di ba ganun yung mga, ano, yung mga very David Attenborough? And coming from Galactus Intolerance.
Number five.
How my parents would describe me? Alien yan. Di namin alam kung saan planeta galing. May sariling mundo. Pero marami rin kid na ganyan. Ah. Alam mo yung parang the parents seem like, from their point of view, parang they have this their own little world going on.
Mm.
I guess I was like that.
I was described that way, not by my parents, but by one of my best friends. Like, she just randomly told me, I think when we were in maybe fifth or sixth grade, she's like, parang, you know, I love your vibe because, you know, you have your own little world.
Totoo. And then, saka ako, like, yun nga, even if I didn't have my playmates, oh, I would be fine. I would just have
same.
My, I would have my action figures. And for
ako,
hours.
Feeling ko kasi like in school, like I would always have like a group of friends, right? But then there would be just random times na I would be like on my own. Yung yeah. Parang I look for that quiet moment kahit na sa school na parang okay, I just need to like step out of the group and just be on my own for a few minutes.
Naalala ko, I would mix and match. My action figures, my four favorite action figures were Iceman and Human Torch from the Marvel side. Tapos I would have a C-3PO and a Stormtrooper. Tapos yung apat, ginawa ko silang parang super group.
Tropa.
Oh, parang sila yung
super group. Pinaghalo mo yung dalawang world.
Yung dalawang worlds. Tapos sila yung may mga adventures na pag merong mga super villains, sila yung kakalaban. Tapos I invented powers for them. Like, C-3PO was not a useless and like droid. Like, meron siyang super parang ano siya, parang Iron Man siya. Ganun. So yeah, I would create my own world.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty accurate
to
say.
Did you ever like put in a Barbie?
Iba yung size eh. Iba yung scale. So no. I never played with... Actually, I had a G.I. Joe. I found it so boring.
Mm.
Yung parang like, what does this do? Kasi at least pag mga Star Wars, Marvel, may mga superpowers.
Yeah.
Tapos yung G.I. Joe ko, I was like, anong gagawin ko dito? Kasi nga I bought it thinking it would be fun. And I was like, I played with it for like 5 minutes and never played with it again.
Oh.
Kasi parang I just didn't know what to do with it. Unlike action figures kasi, gagawa ka ng story.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, there was something going on. There's a super villain. They're like, I don't know. Like
I was the same, but mine was with Power Rangers.
I was never a Power Rangers kid.
I was a huge Power Rangers kid. I had the Megazord. Oh my gosh. And then I would assemble them.
Oh.
Oh, it's so nice.
You know what mine was? Sina Hetty Spaghetti. Yun yung
spaghetti.
Favorite ko na toys. I had Barbies and stuff, but I was
dolls?
Also... No, they were like figures. Parang yung...
Parang action figure?
Parang, sort of. Oh. Pero like, iba-ibang, ano, meron yung nakasakay sa spaceship si Hetty. Basta ganun. Favorite ko sila.
Kaya ka ba Hetty?
Hetchy ako.
Hetchy.
Ginawa mo ko Hetchy Spaghetti.
Hetchy Spaghetti nga.
Hetchy Spaghetti.
Yan, natawag ko na sa'yo. Wala ngayon. Si Hetchy is Spaghetti.
Hindi. Pero cute kasi sila.
Oo nga.
Oo, favorite ko sila.
Saka sino yung fries yung buhok?
Basta alam ko si Hetchy, si Popo, si... I don't know.
Di ba mayroong fries yung buhok?
Oo. Ano nga ba
basta
pangalan
nga,
niya?
Pa yun, eh.
I'm sure they know. I'm sure the rushers know.
And from Tampupu.
Number four.
How my parents would describe me, yung tipong pag nakita nila ako sa bahay, they'll go, ay, oo nga pala, no, anak ka pala namin. Alam mo yung you're so nondescript. Yung parang you disappear in the background and they forget that you're even there.
Yeah.
So when they see you, they're like, ay, oo nga pala, you're there. From Queen of Deadma.
Number three.
Oof, this is tough. Queen of Deadma says, how my parents would describe me, walang utang na loob at madamot. They actually said that about me.
Ouch.
But you know, sometimes with parent-child relationships, you know, like sometimes then, us kids, sometimes we become harsh to our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We say they're too strict, they don't give us enough freedom, they don't love us.
Yeah.
Mga ganyang moments din tayo. So, you know, hopefully, yung mga ganyang medyo piercing statements.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, it's more said out of sama ng loob or pag may tampo.
And hopefully, after nun, like, you fix things.
You fix things and you realize that sometimes the things that we've said are not true.
Yeah.
You said it out of anger.
Exactly.
Out of hurt.
Yeah.
Sometimes kasi you're hurting or nagtatampo ka kasi.
Yeah.
Ganito, ganyan.
Kasi Popo pala yung fries.
Yan yung fries.
So, si I was right.
Okay. Ah, there you go.
Mr. Yumsy Burger, sabi ni Butter Baby, si Chicky, Chicken Joy, Champ.
Si Twirly.
Champ, and si Twirly yung Sunday.
Yeah,
they favorite
yung
ko rin si Twirly. Oh, yes.
Twirly yung buhok nga kasi.
Yes.
Oo nga.
Cute.
Pero walang tatalo kay Hetchy is Spaghetti.
Sabi ni Enrich, pwede rin Hazel Hetty.
Hazel Hetty.
Gusto ko yung
Hazel
Hetty. Ito talagang favorite ko naman siya.
Hazel Hetty.
Hazel Hetty pala.
Alam mo, baka subliminal yun. Ha? Yun ang nasa
maybe.
Hetchy, Spaghetti, na al dente.
Always.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number
Number two.
How my parents would describe me sa aming tatlo. And as the bunso, I'm the one who needs help the most. To the point na before my dad passed, he asked his boss if I could get a job just so he knows I'm in good hands. Aww. You know, this is so weird. This was so my dad. Oh. You know, after my dad passed away, kinikwento ng mom ko that he would constantly, like, he is not a talky person. Diba, I've said that many times. He's always so quiet. Yeah. We barely, I could count with one hand the amount of times that we had like a conversation. But according to my mom, he would express that he would be worried about me. Kasi I'm the bunso.
Right.
And he would be like, and I'm always the, alam mo na, I'm always like
the weirdo. I mean,
that's not exactly the words he chose. Pero more like, kasi I'm so helpless. And he was like, ano kaya, no? Parang like, kasi during that time, parang like, I wasn't really working yet.
Mm.
So, nag-worry lang siya na parang sino mag-aalaga dito pag wala na tayo. And like, yon mga ganon. So, it's true. They do get worried. And,
What if he becomes a serial killer?
Ano, ay, grabe naman, hindi ganon yung worries niya for me. Ang ano nga niya, parang like, kailangan may mag-aalaga.
Feeling ko your dad was watching kanina habang pinapaypalit ka ng video. Thinking, oh, okay na siya.
Oh, he's good.
He's good.
May nagpapaypay na.
Nagpapaypay na kay baby.
Oh, kay baby.
Have you ever had that? Someone really come up to you, one of your parents or whatever, come up to you and say, sino mag-aalaga sa'yo?
Hindi, ganun lang. Parang more of like,
not talking to you, pero like,
oh, like kwento.
Sila-sila.
Oo, parang pag sila-sila. And then like,
so they've never actually like,
never naman to me. Oo. So, tas yun nga, tas yun, edi. So, this was right after my dad passed away, right? So my mom was like, kaya oo, lagi nga siya nag-worry sa'yo. I said, ah, talaga? So, oo, oh, like, no? Buti na lang, I talked him out of it. Sabi ba naman, out of nowhere, nung kakagraduate mo, parang like, bilang kaya natin ng ano, gusto kong bilang si Chico ng ano, Lexus. Tapos, sabi ng mom ko, parang like, hindi mo siya bibigyan. So, I could have been driving around in a Lexus and my mom talked him out of it.
Bakit daw?
Huh?
Why did she talk him out of it?
Yung parang, let him work for his own car.
May point naman siya.
She has a point.
Because, you know, you learned the value of like,
the value of money.
Working hard for something.
Oh, sige. Hindi, apply sa mga buhay mo. Bakit sa buhay ko ina-apply? Can you imagine? I could have been like, driving with Alexa.
Well, I don't know. Baka mamaya, ano ka lang daw nun. You would have, baka, I don't know, you would have become someone that you just take things for granted. Tapos,
I would have loved to like prove them wrong. And just like have a really nice car. My gosh. Can you? Yeah. My mom talked to me. Let him work for his coins.
She was mothering hard.
Yeah, she was mothering hard. Yeah. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
How my parents would describe me comes from Mike Feder.
Mike Ferrer says,
how my parents would describe me, anak? Oh, you mean yung bed spacer namin na umuwi lang para maligo, kumain, at mag-video games?
Ay.
Tapos maglalakwacha na after? I'm sure Marky has been described this way.
To go home and just,
because I know you don't strike me as a homebody.
It's because
labas ka ng labas.
I was kicked out at 18. Like, I mean, all of us.
Hindi, pre 18.
I was a triathlete.
So kaya nga. So
I never went out. I was either training in the mornings, running in the afternoons.
Oh, but you're still not like lounging around at home.
Oh no, I wouldn't lounge around.
Oh, see.
Home. And then I'd get home and I'd sleep and then I'd do the same thing over and over again.
I was never like this. I was never like this. Like, I'm a stay-at-home person.
Well, I got it, like, during my party girl era. Like, sometimes. Because sometimes I would just call and talk to my mom and say, oh, I'm spending the night here at Marie's or whatever. Kasi nga, we'd go out every weekend.
Yeah.
Tapos yun, minsan tatawag na siya kasi parang Sunday afternoon na, nandun pa kami.
Parang nandun pa.
Hindi pa umuwi. So,
parang baka gusto mong umuwi na.
Uwi ka pa ba?
Oo nga.
Yeah, no, I was a loser. So,
like,
in high school, I really was. I would spend my days working out. I mean, getting to the shape that my dad needed me to be.
To win.
Oh.
Kasi either you win or you're a loser. Ang harsh.
So I said, all right, I'll win in my dad's eyes and just be a loser in school.
Yeah. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. Have you ever wondered how your parents see you? So that's what we're doing. How my parents would describe me. Just send it to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag How My Parents Would Describe Me in all your posts.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
More from the text line 0961-1367-931. Saying good morning to Mar, who says, eto na naman, nakita mo, co-DJs mo. Or, makita mo co-DJs mo. Makita ka ng co-DJs mo. Like the parental question kanina.
Eh, makita ko na lang yung co-DJs ko. Again, para same. Kayo na lang yung mag-squirm
same.
More than me.
Absolutely.
Because I'll never hear the end of it if ako yung gets. So, yeah.
Oo naman. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi naman siya traumatic for me.
Oo nga. Uh-oh. Matatawa pa nga ako.
Same.
Na parang, nahuli ko. More of that, gets.
Exactly.
Pero kasi pag parents, just ko traumatic.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, it is. It's a trauma.
According to Juice Blank, sa Kulyat QC din daw, nagputukan yung transformer.
Hindi kaya nga,
okay,
nagputukan yung transformer at cable dahil sa jumpers naman doon. Nag-half day tuloy yung office mate ko.
Oh, so, yeah, hours. Talagang yung sa amin. And it's really so frustrating when literally the house in front of you, lahat sila merong kuryente.
Ito pinaka mahihirapan kang question from Christine to Chico. Makita mo si Baby Will with Hazel or makita ka ni Baby Will with Hazel?
Oh my God.
Alam mo, para ano, magkaroon naman siya ng hearty laugh. Makita niya kami.
Ay, ano? Oh my God!
Kasi parang, ganon? Para naman maano siya, yung like, what in the bleeping bleep?
Oh
what
my God.
What parallel universe is this?
Yeah.
Pero what, mas okay ikaw na lang yung makakita.
What? Hindi siya okay. What multiverse shenanigans?
Multiverse of madness.
Yun ang madness talaga.
Fine. Oh, hello, Terrence, and to Abby CJ. Good morning to Elmer Velasco. Eric says, what's up? Also saying hi to John Paolo. Good morning. Looking forward to May because of two things. My birthday month and anniversary month of Monster K-Pop Weekly. Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Advan Choi says hi to the PNF fam. Jules Joseph makes Kiko and Bebang. Also saying good morning to Jennifer Espiritu. Virginia says, please greet my fam. Jel, Chet, Nikki, Anna, Paui, Angel, and Ninia. We also have Gabrielle Menzo. Pax and Carlo Lozada says, good morning to my baby Carl and to Marielle and Lozada. MJ says, Hello. Also, Sophia. Good morning. Kaano-ano ba ni Hechi Spaghetti si Alice Kamatis?
Wow.
Ano?
Kamag-anak yun. Kasi pag binlender mo na si Alice Kamatis.
Sahog na ni Hechi Spaghetti.
Sahog na siya ni Hechi Spaghetti.
Hello to Coco. And also, saying good morning to Jay. And I think that's it for the text line.
And on X, let's say hi to Kiko Man Machine, who says, happy pre-holiday Tuesday, Labor Day tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes,
so all y'all party animals going to Boracay. Hope you enjoy yourself
over
there.
Le Boracay.
It is. Juice Blank sends us a little sketch of something that he feels could be similar to Chico's drawing of a mermaid in the mouth of a shark.
Medge. Pero yung sa akin, ano talaga. Maganda talaga yung pagkakagawa.
Ah, okay.
I can't.
Copy.
Maganda talaga yung
Juice
pagkakagawa.
Juice Blank, pangit daw.
Hindi naman.
Juice
pero,
Blank.
Pero pales in comparison to yours.
Ano, yung, sigur, sabihin na natin na parang maganda naman yan. Pero, yung isa kasi parang feeling ko elevated. Elevated art.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Kung drag queen ka yung challenge, the elevated challenge.
Yeah.
Elevate your drag. Saying hi to Galactus Intolerance. He says, thank you so much for the birthday greeting.
Oh, yes. That it?
Also, Juice Blank sends us a photo of where to watch the old X-Men.
Yeah. Meron din kasi nga dun sa ano. Ako, that's where I watched it.
And lastly, Jungkook's girl says, good morning. Have you guys seen Baby Reindeer on Netflix?
Yes.
It's so good. Mm. Oh, loved it. Finished watching that.
Not watching it.
Why?
Hello, it's about stalkers. Yeah, that's the least favorite. Ayaw na ayoko nung ganyan na story. Mga...
It's not a
misery,
horror.
Misery.
It's not a horror.
No, no, not so much horror. Like, I hate that feeling.
Actually, it's different, eh. Iba yung vibe
yeah.
niya.
Yeah, it's like you would think that Martha would be.
Yeah.
But you gotta watch it to understand.
Ang galing ni Martha, huh? The actress.
The actress.
But that guy was the one who wrote it.
Yeah.
Directed
apparently.
It.
It's his experience,
true
kasi.
Story.
True story.
It's his story.
It's his whole experience. He created that project from the very beginning and.
Amazing.
You know, and starred in it too. Fantastic. Yeah, so check that out, sabi ni Jungkook's girl. And that's it for greets.
All right, thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic, how my parents would describe me. Let's start off with Maxim the Winter.
Number 10.
Oh, for sure. My parents would be like, ay nako, feeling anak ng top 10 richest family in the world. Kumakagastos, kumakapunta ng Korea.
Oo,
very
nga.
Britney Spears. Akala mo walang
limit
yung paggastos niya na. Laging nasa, apparently, na, lagi siyang nasa my favorite place in the whole wide world.
French Hobbies. Polynesia.
French Polynesia.
Oh, damn.
Imagine mo, like, my gosh, it's so expensive there. And to go there, like,
and
on a regular
she's going
day.
To, like, the most expensive resorts.
Most expensive resorts. Yeah. Although, to be honest, parang wala yatang murang resort dun.
But I think deserve naman kasi ni Brit, you know, after everything she went through.
But that's the thing. She's
sana
running out
lang
of money.
Not to the point.
No naman. Not to the point na she's
yeah,
like,
like alam mo yung enjoying your money pero wisely.
She's going every month
she
or something.
She can always go on a tour if she burns all
that
her
is
money.
True.
And yeah,
that is
make
true.
More
because
money.
She's worth $60 million now.
Post- ano?
Post, no, that was...
Conservatorship.
Post-conservatorship. But the thing is, she's spending like $350,000 a month.
Yeah. Oof. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Oof. Yeah, that's what we did
million?
For Monster News in the
wow.
beginning. It's nuts. So, our heart goes out to her.
Oh my gosh. And from CBD... CBD. I'm looking at CBD. 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 CBD.
Number 9.
CBD, CBD. CBD, CBD. How my parents would describe me, ang pinakapogi. Pero by default. Kasi ako lang may yung lalaki.
Parang my favorite daughter. Pero ikaw lang yung only
yeah.
girl.
That is such a mommy-daddy joke. No? Actually, no. Daddy joke.
Yeah.
My favorite son, my favorite daughter. Kasi isa lang ang anak
kasi
na lalaki. Isa lang ang anak na babae.
That you know of.
T. Oh.
It happens.
T. True. I would be so distraught. If I ever find out.
As the kid na may sibling ka, you mean?
Yung ganon. I mean, I know. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, it happens. I'm just saying, for the world that I was born in, I would be so...
It would be such
I
a
wouldn't
shock.
Know what to do.
Yeah.
Even as an adult. Even as an adult, na parang alam mo yung... You know, in retrospect, after you've lived long enough, na parang you realize these things don't matter as much as when you were younger.
Mm.
Parang I feel like it would be such a struggle.
It will turn your world upside down.
It will turn my world upside down. No matter how adult I am.
Understand.
Yeah.
Parang you would question everything.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine finding out that you had a twin.
Oh my God.
Hindi, pero kasi yung twin, ano pa eh. Like, it's just shocking. But it's not necessarily negative. Kasi it's like, what happened? Like, was there, like, were we separated from the gets? It's more of like a fascinating
I don't want another
feeling.
Me.
Ako, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
Eliminate, ha?
Pero yung isa kasi, parang there's a level of betrayal.
Yeah, because they cheated.
Diba? Parang, and betrayal from, on your part, betrayal on your mom's part.
Yeah.
Betrayal on your family's part. Medyo may ganung aspect siya na, oh! Pero pag twin, kasi it's like, oh! Where have you been? Like, who are your parents? Why were we separated? More of that.
Mm.
I saw this viral thing very recently of kind of these girls that were talking about one of the girls dating who was in marriage with this guy, and he's always out of the country. So she ends up cheating on him with some other guy in her village.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually she ends up moving in with the guy and finds out that the guy is the brother of her husband.
How could she
what?
Not know?
She didn't know.
Are you serious?
And then...
So he didn't attend their marriage? I mean, their wedding?
They were estranged or something. And then she saw in the house of the guy that her husband lives out of the country because he is living with another woman and they have kids in another country.
Damn.
Where's Jerry Springer when you need him? God rest his soul.
That's crazy.
Yeah, very Jerry Springer, very Maury. That vibe.
Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's... Because I guess it's when your world is turned upside down. Like, remember, was that you yung nagkwento na may kilala ka na pumunta siya dun, yung jowa niya na sa ibang bansa, tapos pagpunta niya, like, meron ng completely different life na may jowa na rin yung jowa niya, and like, wasn't it you na may friend ka na parang, or kakilala ka na ganun yung nangyari?
Nangyari yan sa akin, huy.
Ay, ikaw ba?
Ay! Hindi pala friend. Siya pala.
Ikaw pala yun.
Yung trauma ko. That's why ayokong bumalik sa New
York.
Diba?
Yung ganun. Yung parang like, kasi like, if, you know, obviously, we don't like it when bad things happen to us. Pero yung sobrang pulled the rug from under your feet.
Oh
yung parang
God.
Hindi mo siya ina-expect.
Ibang level.
Ibang level siya. Yung parang like, what? All this time? I've been like, I didn't even... Kasi, not that I'm saying that it's any better, but at least if you had some suspicion, medyo na-confirm na lang yung
true.
Suspicion mo, it still hurts.
Hindi siya like a complete gag.
Pero yung complete gag yun, parang like windang ka talaga, na like, what? All this time?
I've been living a lie?
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Coming from Galactus Intolerance.
Number 8.
How my parents would describe me, mapagmahal na anak at mapagbigay at hindi nakakalimot mag-abot, lalo na ngayong katapusan ng buwan. Yeah, I guess, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, good but could be better. I mean, I wouldn't want to be described purely as in those terms na it's just about me giving to them.
Yeah.
I would love to be described about like about me.
Mm.
Not just because...
Yeah, but that's a big discussion online.
I give you a lot of things. You know what I mean?
That's a big discussion these days.
But it's also good to hear. Kasi minsan, parents or the family, not just the parents, but even the siblings sometimes, they assume that it's your duty, so they never verbalize their gratitude for you. So it's also good. Sana lang there's more. Na hindi lang yung provider, but also, you know, other stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Other stuff. Coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number 7.
Ito naman medyo opposite. And we talked about this before. How my parents would describe me. Galante sa barkada pero kuripot sa pamilya. Parang mas okay pa nga yung baligtad.
Yung galante sa pamilya pero kuripot sa barkada.
Kasi mas maintindihan mo yun.
That's
because,
true.
You know, the others are
AKB
friends.
AKB naman usually pag friends eh.
At saka you can be friends without having to pay for them all the time.
Naman.
Pero pag family, parang like, you kind of want to take care of them. Or at least pareho.
Yeah.
Kung galante ka dun sa isa, galante ka rin dun sa isa.
True.
Kung kuripot ka dun sa isa, kuripot ka din sa isa. Ang weird nung galante ka sa friends, pero kuripot
may
ka sa family.
May kilala ko na ganyan.
It's kind of weird.
It's not na kuripot siya sa family, but it's more like when it's family, conditional. Yung parang, yeah, he's willing to provide this and that, but in exchange, you have to do this and that. Ganon.
Oh.
But when it comes to like relatives or like friends, he's super
like, go
wala,
lang.
Walang conditions. Like if you need, like go here.
Baka may issues kasi.
Pero parang pag family, may control issue siya.
Feeling ko
parang,
may underlying issues within the dynamic.
Mm-mm.
Kasi diba, parang bakit
dun lang? But it's weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
But like for example, in our family, with me, I would, you know, buy really nice gifts for them for Christmas, birthday, whatever. But then when it comes to like dinner or lunch with the family, like I'll pay once in a while, but I'll let them pay if they want to pay.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to be the one to like, oh, you take my card, take
right.
my card. But when it's with like friends, I'd be like, I'd even go to the counter and give the card to them to pay.
No, but I get it though.
Do you get me?
Like for example, even if let's say everybody's earning enough naman. Parang like when we go out with our mom. Parang it's almost like a given that my mom would pay.
You assume that she would pay.
Even if let's say like we can definitely like pay for her. Parang it's just a thing.
Yeah, because you know, that's what you're used to.
That's your parent. So I guess maybe
for
that
me
goes
naman,
into play.
I'm galante with my parents. Like I like treating them. Like I really take pride in like paying for the bill when it comes. And
yeah.
Like ako pa yung makikipag-unahan to pay. But only with my parents, because I realized with my sister, because she's like my ate, I'm also very used to her paying. Kunyari, where I'm just with her, wala yung parents. She would always pay for me, you know, growing up. So, ganun yung dynamic. So, I guess if I'm with my sister, I'm not as galante or generous because I kind of am used to her spoiling
same.
Me. And with my brother naman, it's more like not to be selfish, pero kasi feeling ko there are... Parang he has a tendency to abuse like my generosity.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be as generous. You know what I mean? I would be medyo tempered yung generosity ko when it comes to him. So there's that.
So parang
depende on the person. Uh-oh.
It's
not like because it's family, I'm this. Because it's, hindi siya ganun. It's all dependent on the behavior of the person.
At saka yung individual dynamic between the two of you.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Uh-uh.
And from Coco Hernandez.
Number six.
How my parents would describe me, yung laging may pinaglalaban at pinapatunayan. Yeah, I do get this. There are people na, it doesn't have to come from your friends, from your family, but sometimes you see it from a friend.
It is a little exhausting though.
Yung laging merong cause na...
Very passionate.
Very passionate about.
Uh-oh, totoo.
I mean, it's admirable. Pero I do get it though na sometimes it could feel a little exhausting.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to chill. You
don't
want
to... You don't need to like...
You don't want to deal with conflict. You don't want to argue. You know what I mean?
Oo. Yung parang... I do know that it is important. But... Sana there's a good mixture.
Yes.
Na minsan it's just stupid stuff we're talking about. Sometimes it's important stuff.
Yeah.
And ayoko rin nung ano ha. And don't get me wrong, ayoko rin nung friend na puro kalokohan lang.
Same.
You know, it's also nice to be able to talk to you like on like, a deeper level.
You have serious conversations. Have serious, intellectual conversations.
Let's spread it out.
Yeah.
You know, some stupid, some smart.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Yung parang, it's good, parang even when you're having a serious conversation, it's good to have little breaks of laughter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yung parang ano, you don't want to feel like they're taking life too seriously.
Uh-uh.
From Al Macchiato.
Number five.
My dad used to say that my mom and I fight all the time. Kasi parehas kami ng ugali.
Because you're too similar. That kind of makes sense, I guess.
It's kind of... Ako kasi I guess I am a combination of both. A lot of people say I'm very much like my dad.
Mm.
Mm. You know, that I'm very quiet and I'm not very expressive. Sometimes easily abused.
Mm.
But then I did get a lot of stuff then from my mom. But more of the, ano, like the OCD. I guess it's a little bit of both.
Ako, what I noticed is, pag nag-aaway kami ng mom ko, it's usually... because she blames the trait that I got from my dad.
Parang,
she would say na I'm masungit like my dad. So yun yung ano namin, yun yung beef namin. Because I think I'm a lot more similar to my mom, but I guess I did get some traits of my dad as well. Pero yun nga, yun yung pinag-aawayan namin.
Diba
not was, the traits na pareho kami.
Diba that's what we were talking about sa start of the show.
Mm.
With the with one parent blaming the other parent for a trait that the kid has.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Although to be honest, I've never experienced that. I have never, because obviously my dad would never say anything, but even my mom would never say, kasi ganun yung position ng dad sa family namin, ng dad ko. Nobody would say anything bad about my dad. Whether it's my mom or us
or
kids.
You.
Yeah. Like, nobody has a bad thing to say about my dad.
No.
So, yeah. Even his friends. Even his employees.
Yeah.
Even his boss. Like, it's just, like, good stuff. So, wala. Never naman nagsabi si mami ng, ay, manang ka talaga. Parang, like, if my mom were to tell me that, it's probably a good thing.
It would be a compliment.
It would be a compliment. Parang, daddy mo, ang ganito. And the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. And from... Queen of Deadma.
Number four.
How my parents would describe me, mataas ang tingin sa sarili since I graduated with honors from one of the top universities and slowly climbing the corporate ladder. Pero bakit, ano, parang there's a little negative connotation to ang taas ng tingin sa sarili. When there's a difference between mataas ang tingin sa sarili and mataas ang naabot.
Yeah.
True.
You know what I mean? Because yung isa parang you deserve it. You worked hard and you achieved it. Yung isa parang like
there's a little
you're
jealousy.
You're looking at yourself higher than you should.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
May ganong connotation na parang you did well but not that well. Medyo may ganong.
Which is hard because then you keep trying to like outdo what your parents think about you and
that's
you just keep
true.
pushing and. Sometimes it leads to really negative
connotations.
Pero kapag sinabihan ka ng mataas ang tingin sa sarili, it's almost like they're trying to humble you.
Yes.
Because it seems like lumaki yung masyadong malaki na yung ulo mo. Diba? That's why that would be said na mataas ang tingin sa sarili.
And, no, that's true because sometimes, diba, like parang if you don't succeed, sasabihin, parang you feel like a failure.
Yeah.
Pag naman nag-succeed ka, sasabihin, ay nako, lumaki, wag na kayo. Ano?
Kasi lumalaki talaga ang ulo eh.
O sabi ni Adventure, yung isa achiever, yung isa parang hambog.
Yun. Parang gano'n.
Sige lang.
Let's just say, parang naging mayabang.
Uh-uh.
Gano'n na lang. Let's stick with it.
Especially if you're a grower in your field. Like, you become...
Turn off his mic. Just turn off his mic.
A better worker.
O hindi, minsan nga yung shower nga yung parang sasabi nilang mayabang. Kasi parang pinapakita mo na successful ka. Diba? And sometimes that's what will make them think na yabang naman ito.
Kasi yung grower, parang nag-grow ka lang naman.
Yeah, so, when you flaunt.
So the the rule of land is be a grower in a world of showers.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Okay, be a shower. From Chasing Charles.
Number three.
How my parents would describe me. My dad's birthday greeting for me said, to my generous son. That really made my day. Again, kasi nga parang sometimes, when the kid is the one giving to the parents, there's a bit of pride at play. Yung parang syempre, the parents sometimes feel like, dapat kami yung nagbibigay sa'yo kasi kami yung magulang. So, pag yung parents yung medyo umaasa sa kids, sometimes there's that. So when they're very comfortable acknowledging it, it feels good.
Right.
Especially from a child, di ba? Na parang like, oh, they appreciate what I do for them.
Yeah.
It's same, alam mo, it's the same either way. Di ba? Same thing like parents. They would love to hear it from their kids.
Mm-hmm.
If their kids are like, you know what? Thank you for putting me through school. Thank you for giving
for
me
providing.
A good, for providing for me all these years.
Yeah.
Acknowledgement is always a good thing.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number two.
How my parents would describe me. True story, I am called the hidden child of my parents because I hide during social gatherings and very few of my relatives remember who I am.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, they even forget na, di ba may isa pa silang anak?
Ganun ka ka,
kasi hindi siya lumalabas pag meron, tas pag siguro pag reunion, I'm guessing if it's done in their house and they hide, it makes sense that they probably don't go.
They don't get to interact with
So they don't
everyone.
Have to interact kasi saka magtatago kung ikaw yung a-attend.
True.
So they probably skip reunions.
Are you one of the hiders?
Yes. Oh my God. Like, you have no idea.
Do you ever get questions from relatives, like until this day, about, oy, kaya ka magpapakasal? That ever happened? Do you ever get those?
Parang alam na naman na siguro nila yung sagot doon sa tanong, di ba? Parang gets na nila yun. Oh.
Yes, never. Mm-hmm. Even the older ones. The ones that you hide from.
No. I mean, I don't hide from anyone specifically. I'm just not a mingler. Tsaka pag big groups.
Yeah.
Even if they're all my relatives. Mm. You know, I just get overwhelmed. Yung parang, let's say, somebody who's very, parang si Professor X.
Mm-hmm.
Si, di ba yung minsan, di ba, psychic siya. Meron moments in the comic books, and I guess in the cartoons, na yung biglang mawawalan siya ng control, and suddenly, all the thoughts of everyone around, like, overwhelms him.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang, stop, you know, I get out of my mind. Kasi walang gates to police how much yung thoughts na papasok. Medyo may ganong aspect ako na I get overwhelmed when there are just too many people. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know who to acknowledge. I don't know who to say hi to.
You don't know kung kaninong
natataranta
grupo kasasali.
Natataranta ako when I am yung biglang in one big go. Siguro kung kunyari, isa-isa ko silang makikita.
Or bibisita, kunyari.
Oo.
Diba?
Then I guess that's fine. Pero yung one big
push, yeah.
Here's a group of 50. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I get overwhelmed, to be honest. So, it's not that I don't want to see them. I just don't know how to process it pag ang laki-laki agad nung load. Diba? Parang I can't. Alam mo, why do I even bother talking to you two? Why do I bother talking to you both? It's pointless. It's like talking to like grade 7 kids.
Laki-laki ba ng ano? Ang hirap nun. Overwhelming talaga yun, ano? Ay, naka-on yung camera.
Oh, no! It's not! It's not on? No!
Are you sure?
No, it's not.
It? Right,
no. And the top.
And
the top entry,
number one.
Comes from Tampupu.
Tampupu says.
Never mind. Tampupu says.
Oh my God.
How my parents would describe me.
Can't unsee.
Never mind. It's an off-air thing. Tampupu says, how my parents would describe me, mahilig sa burger. Pag kasi kumakain kami sa mga steakhouse, burger lang yung orderin ko. Kasi yun usually yung pinakamura. At ayaw kong gumastos yung mga magulang ko. Kahit kaya naman nila.
You're so thoughtful.
That is so thoughtful.
Wow, okay.
Actually, that is the sweetest thing. You know that they can actually afford it, but you don't want to be such a burden to your parents. And you know that they want you to order what you want.
I'm ordering the Wagyu. And like,
same.
That works.
Same.
I mean.
You know what? Back in the day, I would go for that. But these days, for some weird reason, if I see that it's like the most expensive on the list, I'd probably go for the second most expensive.
Yeah.
If you're not paying.
Kala ko pa naman sasabihin mo, parang like, well, I'll choose something much cheaper.
Nope,
second most expensive.
Ako din naman siguro. I wouldn't go for the most expensive.
No, you know what? To be honest, it's not about the most expensive or the second most expensive. I would just choose what you want.
And what you can finish.
Yeah. No, like sometimes, I find myself ordering the cheapest thing on the menu. Kasi yun yung gusto ko. And then sometimes I would choose the most expensive thing on the menu. I never base it on the price. Even
true.
If I'm not the one paying.
Like when I go to steak restaurants, like I would never get the most expensive because I could never finish the weight nung steak. Diba? I would just get what I can finish.
Like for example, if I saw two steak restaurants and one was a little bit more expensive than the other restaurant and the other restaurant... Eddie, I'd go to the one that...
Of course.
The other one.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, that's true.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huwag walang mauhuli yung mga friends mo na kumakain
doon. Na kumakain doon. Tara.
Tapos papamiwangan mo na, ba't kayo kumakain dyan? That may or may not have happened.
Mm-mm. Pero in fairness, hindi ka pupunta sa...
Hindi naman. Mm-mm. Okay.
Kasi hindi daw
masarap. Dar. Okay, so.
Turn off his mic.
We do have a couple more batches of how my parents would describe me, but when we come back.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Also on Twitch and YouTube. So good morning to everybody that's with us in the comment section. Hello to Gian from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello to Tim and to Cheryl. Also saying hello to Mark JC, to Juice Blank Rants, Elaine and Emerson. Michelangelo Raniosa is also watching. Hello, good morning to Mitch. And also saying hi to Bon Voyage, who says... those last few songs, I live. Okay. Glad you enjoyed that set. Hello to Coco Hernandez and also saying good morning to Juday and her son, Alistair. Ayaw gumastos. Anib namin ni dad niya. CK lang ang gusto. And we continue with the blind items. Alam mo na yon, CK.
Calvin Klein?
No.
Hello. Hello.
Ah, yes.
Edrickin says, hello, patingin ng malaki ulo po. Ay, hello to Advent Choi. And also saying good morning to my friend Rai, who's locked in. Hi to Michael. Kamusta ang APE? Well,
pakita mo.
It's so hard. You see the marks? And both. You can barely see, but I was poked both arms.
Yeah.
Were you also poked both arms?
No, one lang. Sa akin, one ano.
Yung
sa one try.
Yung first, so he tried with the left arm, right? And then like, in the middle of the poking, he suddenly told me, ma'am, pakisabi lang ko po pag hindi yun nakaya.
No, because he couldn't find the vein. Sa akin kasi, it was real quick and I barely could feel it. To be fair, ha? you could barely feel the actual breaking of the skin. Diba usually yun lang naman yung masakit na part?
Yeah.
Like, sobrang smooth. Yeah,
yeah,
same person.
Kasi magkasunod kami. I couldn't feel it, but at the same time, I was a little worried when he said, pakisabi pag di na kaya. Because, so, in my head, nako, I bet he's trying to find, like, he's trying to find a vein. So, alam mo yun. Pero hindi ko na-feel na masakit. But then, he stopped, and then he went, sorry po ma'am, try natin sa kabila kasi masyadong manipis yung vein.
He started out with one arm, and then he realized his attempts were in vain. In vain.
So, he moved on to the other side.
Sinubukan niya sa kabilang arm.
To try to find another vein.
Sorry, Hazel. Lack of practice. Chico is an expert.
Grabe. Nakausli na yung kay Chico. Ready
yeah,
to be poked.
Yeah, just very, like, didn't hurt at all.
It did not.
It didn't hurt din naman yung sakin. Kaya lang, nag-leave ng bruising. Mm-hmm. And then I was prescribed my gamot for the thumb that you guys know about. It's still swollen until now. But now, it's not as painful as yesterday because I'm already taking my medication. So, I was prescribed, funnily enough, may ininom din si Chico right now.
Like, exactly the same.
I was prescribed antibiotics and painkillers.
I was prescribed antibiotics and painkillers. Same exact antibiotics, same amount of days to drink, and same amount of tablets per day. Girl. Alam mo, feeling ko it's another ikaw lang ba moment.
Yeah, I was feeling competitive, so I injured my thumb. Grabe, sakit-sakit kaya. As in. No, but I was also prescribed like an ointment.
Yeah.
Which yung I lang left wala at home. Eh, kasi it's for my thumb. Mm-hmm. So.
And can we just say good morning? Spencer was saying, I used to be a silent rusher, but not today. Pabati naman ng happy birthday sa wife ko, Bev's Delica Secretario. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Bev! Happy birthday,
Bev's.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Bevs.
Happy birthday to you.
Mutik na ako ma-Vebs.
Bevs.
Bevs. Happy birthday.
Short for beverages.
And hello to, let's see, Jervis, who posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TMRonRX931, yung kanyang entry, ah, parang andami. Kasi as a child, yung payatot na matangkad. Teen, yung laging nagsusuklay. Early adult, yung nagtatrabaho sa computeran, tawag nila sa IT
computeran.
And now, yung laging may kasamang bata, yaya mode. So, iba-ibang phase siya. Pero, so, ibig sabihin, hindi ka na nagsusuklay.
Yeah, hindi ko yun. Ngayon, hindi sasabihin ko sana. I was about to say, doesn't everyone make suklay regularly?
Baka medyo madalas siyang
like
magsuklay to the point na naging
okay,
personality trait na yung pagsuklay.
Lalo na sa boys' school. Yung there are the boys, it was never me. But there were classmates who would always have a comb in their back pocket. Like, it's always there. So, konting gulo lang, kita mo, they'll reach into their back pocket and start, like, combing it.
Why do
with
I
a
feel
comb, ha?
Like,
I'm a brush guy. I don't use combs.
Why do I feel like it's the same kid na may sapin sa likod?
Yun, medyo ganun. Medyo ganun.
Saka may baby powder.
Yeah. But I don't know. I would never smell him. But yeah. Pero, like, super may mga ganong classmates talaga. Yung merong suklay sa pocket. Tapos yung, you know that boy suklay? Yung,
yeah,
yung ganun lang na, yeah, maliit na. Tapos,
like, I gave up. I have two puyo in the back,
yeah,
of my head and one in the front. So it's just really, really hard to make suklay. Especially in La Salle.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to grow my hair too long and that's the only way to cover up my puyo.
Yeah.
So otherwise, it's just sticking out and then I have an alfalfa. Hence the loser.
Oy, pero uso na yun now.
Ngayon,
the sprouts,
yung bed head,
actually, hindi, tsaka you buy pa nga the sprouts, diba, to put on your head.
Mm-mm. Ako gusto ko ano. And sa bagay, sprout nga, more than the birds. Di ba minsan bird yung nilalagay nila sa ulo?
Kasi you don't wanna put it on your head.
And then, it's just kind of weird. Pero yung sprout, to be honest, I mean, I wouldn't, but if I did, kung di lang ako maja-judge, I'd put sprouts on my head. I think it's so funny. They have like little sprouts of little sprigs of green.
Gusto ko rin.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. It's kind of cute.
Oh my gosh. I should tell that new musical coming out to make something like that, except with little
Venus Flytrap.
Little Shop of Horrors. Yes. Imagine that.
Totoo. Like, you know, I used to take care of, I bought a couple when I was younger. Saan ko nga ba nabili? Basta you could buy it. And for a while, it lived. And it got into that fly trap. Yung lumabas na yung fly traps.
Yeah.
The actual mouths. And I was waiting for it to like, I was, my fantasy was I'd come home one day from school and then I'll see a fly trapped inside. I never did. Tas ang bilis niyang namatay. Well, I'm not green thumb din kasi.
Mm.
So, it didn't survive long. But
I
remember I really enjoyed it.
The one that survived really long was the one I bought in Germany. For some reason, they survive longer in like climates like that.
Maybe.
I'm thinking flytraps are more for tropical environments.
Tropical yun eh.
Probably.
But I think if it's too hot, if it's in direct sunlight, it's not right. Because they're usually supposed to be under trees.
Mm. Yeah.
Nakasilong, but obviously, it has to always be like humid, so it's a weird climate that Venus flytraps live in.
And I've always wanted, Ren, being a fan of carnivorous plants, a pitcher plant.
Yes, I've had one of those too.
I wanted to take care of those two, pitcher plant and Venus flytrap.
Hindi ako plant person,
pero like because they were so angas, you know, gets like carnivorous plants. Parang it was such a fascinating thing for me.
Sabi ni Juice Blank, bukas walang pasok, ihahanap ko na kayo sa palengke ng sprout at ducks na nilalagay sa ulo.
Oh no, I want the sprouts.
I want the sprouts.
But that's what they do. Do they have to be alive to be eaten?
Parang.
You have to kill,
hindi yata pwede yata.
Can
kasi
you feed?
Yes, alam ko parang.
Almost dead.
I've seen videos of people with Venus flytraps. Parang naka-tweezers na.
Nilalagay na
dun
sa bibig.
Tutunawin din nila yun eh.
Or so, like stunned versions of them, of the mosquitoes that, or flies.
Kahit naka-sit, okay din. Hindi mo kailangan naka-stunned.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Ayun, nag-stunned up na siya.
We knock out.
And on that note,
on that note,
I must stun.
Stun. I'll stun the up, stun the app. I'll stun the app and pee. And from Victoria, Al Macchiato. And now, thank you, Mike Ferrer, for the topic. How my parents would describe me. Let's start off with this giant batch.
Giant.
So, no numbers. Let's start off with Victoriana. How my parents would describe me. Laging nagpapabili ng lotion, pero hindi naman kumikinis.
But parang, ano pa rin, dry pa rin yung skin mo.
Parang dry pa rin, ang dry pa rin ang skin
mo. Pwede kang sulatan ng fingernails. Di
ba pag lotion commercial, laging ganun. Dry. Diba ganun? Tapos, pero pag nag-lotion na siya, parang pag skin
ganun
natural.
Ganun pa ba? Parang I haven't seen.
Lagi. Tapos, yung isispell pa nila is the word dry.
Really?
Dry.
Oh my God.
Ganun siya ka-dry.
Can you test your arm now if susulat? Ay,
wala. Hello, wala.
Wala. Pero hindi ako nag-lotion.
Ang alam ko yung ano, not so much for dry skin.
Ako sa legs.
If you're ano, something, ano nga ba, yun yung test. Yung pag-pinrest mo yung skin mo.
Mm.
Okay, let me show it on.
Yung ano yan?
Yung pag leave ng mark ng puti yung thumb mo. You're something. Parang, ano nga ba yun? Parang anemic or something?
Nagli-leave ng white.
Yun, merong ibig sabihin yan. That's not good. Dapat
not
wala.
Not really, pero nawawala.
Dapat wala. Agad. Look at mine. Look, nothing.
Completely?
Right? Oo, nothing.
At all?
Pero pag yung nagli-leave ng mark yung thumb mo.
Dito wala.
Ng puti.
Pero pag dito sa kabila, parang...
Parang it's a something. Hindi, it's not about the skin. It's not about tuyot. Like something about the blood. Parang anemic or something. Yeah.
Whoa.
May ganon.
Not too visible. Not too white. Pero a little. I see a little.
And from Galactus Intolerance, how my parents would describe me, ayaw kaming bigyan ng apo. Puro pusa lang dinadala dito sa bahay. This is so me.
I mean,
kasi
a lot
so
of people talaga.
Irresistible.
Hindi, pero tsaka ngayon nga talaga, parang more than ever, I would think, madami na talaga who choose not to have kids.
Yeah.
I reposted actually something on my Instagram stories just last night. Yung parang, when people ask me why I don't want kids, tapos parang, ginawa niya, she stitched that video. Tapos nag-ano siya, this girl na nakahiga lang siya in the dark. Tapos sabi niya, do you hear that? Tapos total silence kasi she was alone in the room. Sabi niya, exactly. Sobrang relate. She likes her peace and quiet.
Oh.
So that's why, di ba?
True.
Mm-mm. You, which you'll probably never get as a parent.
Oh, yeah.
Di ba?
Yeah, true. And from Al Macchiato, how my parents would describe me, sabi nila, my brother is the right brain person because he's artistic and creative. My sister is the left brain kasi she's intelligent. Parang I'm just the heart kasi I'm sensitive and emotional.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Mm. Mike Ferrer says, how my parents would describe me, masipag pag hindi inuutusan, tamad pag inuutusan. This is so you. Yung parang like, I'll do it, but don't tell me to do it. If you tell me to do it, then I'm not gonna do it. If you don't tell me to do it, I'll
do
probably
it.
End up doing it.
Yeah.
It's the rebel in me.
It's the rebel in me too.
Ako kasi I'm so like, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it. If you tell me not to do it, I won't.
No, well, you know, sometimes naman, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it. But with a little resistance maybe. Parang, but most of the time, if you don't tell me to do something, parang I would be more eager to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ako din.
Kumbaga parang gagawin mo rin if compelled.
Yeah.
But the other one, parang kumbaga if sanay ka na inuutusan mo ako tas I would begrudgingly do the task, you would probably be surprised. If you stop telling me what to do, you'll realize I'll end up doing it anyway.
Yeah.
On my own accord. Willingly pa.
Yes.
For me, this is very, when it comes to like, ligpit. Mm. Pag tinamaan ako ng ligpit fever.
Yeah.
I-organize ko lahat. Pero like, give me 3 whole days. And I will organize everything. And everything will be like, talagang OCD levels na.
Meticulously organized.
Pero on a regular basis, I usually just,
yeah.
Wala, tambak, pack rat. You know?
Mm.
So, I'm very that hot and cold.
Sabi ni Maxim, wag mo ko pangunahan. Very me.
Yeah, it's that. Helmerito says, how my parents would describe me? Single, malaki tuhod, may itsura naman.
Malaki tuhod?
Ay, malaki sahod.
Malaki tuhod! I was like, what's wrong with you? Malaki tuhod?
May gout ka ba?
I have never heard that. Before.
May gout ka. Ba't lumaki yung tuhod mo? Sorry, malaki sahod. Malaki sahod.
Malaki pa. Hey. Yes, malaki kamay. Malaking tuhod.
Binigyan ko ng gout si Helmerito.
Oh,
sorry,
God.
Sorry. Single.
May ACL injury ka ba?
Malaki sahod. May itsura naman.
Hey, Chico. I have a big niece.
Big niece? A big niece.
Baby niece.
Ah, yes.
He's grown
yes.
bigger.
Aww. Yeah. Oo nga. Big niece. Pero tuhod sabi ko eh. Okay, tuhod.
Uh-uh. Tsaka diba nephew yung sa'yo? May niece ka din ba?
Hindi, yeah. Sa pinsan.
Ay, oo nga. Yeah.
Sa pinsan.
Claudia.
And Helmerito says, single, malaki sahod, may itsura naman. That's how my parents would describe me sa mga babaeng nirereto nila sa akin. But me, I'm more like, Mimi, bakit babae? Bakit babae nire-reto nyo?
Mali.
Mali. Maling market. Mm. From Nina Hidalgo, how my parents would describe me, tahimik, mabait, pero nuknuka ng sungit. True story, I once heard her habang kamarites niya yung mga friends niya. Eh, fair enough. I mean, at least they put it into context na masungit ka, pero mabait ka.
Mm.
Get? Sungit naman is usually just wala lang. Yung a general surface kind of behavior. And from Fitz Villafuerte, how my parents would describe me, ang matalino pero loko-loko, dahil sa encyclopedia nila inipit yung buhok from my first haircut. My brothers kasi, sa Bible inipit. And I asked why, sabi nila, hindi tayo aasenso kung puro mabait lang kayo. I don't know if we did that. Did we? Pag first haircut? Ang alam ko, what...
Ano daw yung first haircut?
Iipit mo. For example, pag yung first haircut, ipit mo yung, pag inipit mo yung buhok sa encyclopedia, magiging smart. Pag inipit mo sa Bible, magiging mabait.
Mabait.
Pag inipit mo, yung ganon.
Walang like, ganon.
Kami rin, parang walang ganon.
Baka yung buhok ni Marky inipit sa ano?
Playboy.
Playboy ay, magazine, no, ganon. No, penthouse, ganon. Hindi, ang alam ko, yung pagpapagupitan, well, I don't know, parang somebody asked me to cut their baby's hair. Para daw maging matalino. Parang ganon. Parang if you ask someone smart to cut the hair of the baby, the baby will take
okay,
after
okay.
you. Parang may ganon. Hindi mo naman gugupitan na para kang ikaw yung full-on magti-trip. Pero just a little piece of...
Hindi, but that's true though. Ako rin. A friend asked me to cut their daughter's hair. Inan ako, binalayage ko.
Ang extra! Alam mo yung sinabi lang, gugupit lang yung maliit na piraso ng buhok ng baby pagbalik ng baby.
Nakabalayage
binalayage ko. Kanina mo humingi ng advice kay Mother Ricky.
Oo, binalayage ko. Binalayage
ko. You learned from the best.
Bilang naka-extensions, naka-ano, ganon.
Oh, can I just say, since we're talking about hair, aliw ako sa TikTok live, meron akong, it keeps appearing on my FYP, like this girl that goes live and sells wigs. Ang galing-galing niya mag-put on ng wig. Like, as in, parang she just whips the hair like back and forth. As in, parang kukunin niya from the head, yung mannequin head. Tapos, she will snatch the wig and then just toss it. Like, toss her hair, like, and then toss her hair back. And nakasuot na yung wig. Like, ang galing. Amazing. Kasi parang, I mean, I've tried putting on a wig. It's not exactly the easiest thing to do. Parang medyo, ang tagal, diba? I mean, Mark, you've put on a wig before.
Yes.
So, diba parang hindi siya ganun kadali to do on your own. But I guess because she does it, like, every single day when she does her live selling. Ang galing-galing niya. Nakaka-fascinate siya panood din, actually.
Hey, do you know how strong wig tape is? Only realized very recently. That's what we use now for our lapels. Like, you can stick the lapel on there and it won't, like, even if you sweat, it won't move. That's what wig tape does. And that's
ay, yung tape na ginamit sa amin sa APE kahapon, pwede niyong gamitin. Grabe, sobrang dikit.
Yeah.
Leukoplast.
Like, when I tried to remove it, my gosh, it was so painful.
Yeah, that's why I don't like leukoplast. And especially if you put it on your face, it's really bad for your skin.
No.
You know, the one that I... tagal natin hindi ginagawa kasi.
Ano?
Yung parang interesting, ano, go on Instagram. Go on Instagram.
Mm.
Search this. Sobrang na black hole ako dito. face_surgery_parma. It's an Italian like...
face_surgery_parma.
Yung they just recon... Parang mga inaayos nila yung mga... Oh my gosh. Like,
what?
Right? Like, I end up like just...
Wow.
Going through all...
Is this legit?
This is legit. This is an actual
clinic. Ang galing ha?
Ang galing nila. Yung mga corrective surgery ng mga like it's amazing like what but I'm thinking siguro ang daming surgery nito bago maabot yung final.
How did you find this page?
Just on X.
Ang random.
Like somebody was saying exactly that na parang oh my gosh I just spent an hour looking through this account and pati ako tuloy na curious ako pag check ko I couldn't get enough of it because it's like it's so interesting. And some of them show pa the progression.
Yeah.
Like, pag may multiple photos.
Wow.
Grabe, as in.
It's crazy. Oh my gosh. Look at their faces.
Like, ang layo. Yeah, ang layo super. Talaga. And then from Boy Bakal, how my parents would describe me. I remember hearing my mom telling my dad, iba ang timpla niyang si Erwin. Hindi mo madadaan sa sindak yan. nung sinubukan niya akong pagalitan kasi ayoko dumalaw sa mga kamag-anak sa father side namin habang nandyan ako sa Pilipinas. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, merong anak na ganun, yung hindi mo masuway, mm. hindi mo mapagalitan. From Tampupu, I've heard them say, mabait at matalino. Pero ang problema, the question was, gwapo ba yung anak niyo? Mabait at matalino.
Oh, no.
That was not the question.
But how would you respond? For example, let's just say you had a kid.
Mm.
And you know for a fact that your kid isn't aesthetically the best
okay.
looking creature in the world. How would you respond if they said that to you? Would you say...
I'd say they're cute to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they say... pag nakita nila and they disagree, they'd be like... kaya pala, because, you know, you're the parent. Yeah, exactly. I mean, then ask somebody else. Because if you're true. Asking the parent, of course I'll give you a favorable...
Or you can say, it depends kung anong...
Hanap mo.
Anong aesthetic mo.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Pwede rin. Oh.
Kasi exactly. sometimes what's attractive to some may
totoo
not be
yan.
Attractive to others.
Totoo yan.
And a lot of the time, these kids who aren't exactly the most aesthetically pleasing, when they grow older...
True. And especially
they
now that
their looks.
Like the beauty standards now are different than it used to than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So feeling ko ngayon mas open na yung mga tao to like the non-traditional aesthetics.
Yeah.
The Eurocentric. Mm-hmm. Kasi let's face it, very Eurocentric yung concept natin ng beauty. Usually they're white.
Yeah.
Matangos ang ilong.
But now it's
you
like
know, it's, but now we're
yeah.
expanding our tastes. Global tastes. Al Macchiato says, we did this family recollection activity before when I was younger, when we drew our other family members as how we see them. My dad drew me as the apple of his eye. Tapos pagkita niya, I drew him as an ATM. He was so hurt.
Oh no!
Kasi lalo na if you're a kid, you're just thinking, what, I get money from him? So...
Tsaka mas madaling i-draw yung ATM. Hello.
Oh, square lang.
Just a square. And then, well, and then you have a little screen.
Exactly.
Crazy. Yeah.
From Victoriano, how my parents would describe me? Siguro sabihin nila super hygienic ko. Kasi lagi daw amoy Clorox yung room. Ang linis mo talaga.
Kasi
very
you were,
antiseptic.
You were just cleaning your
very
room.
Very antiseptic.
You wash everything
oh,
with
yes.
bleach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You can even check it under the blue light.
Right. And from Sophia, how my parents would describe me? Masipag yung batang yan. Kaya tignan nyo, nung lumaki, pagod.
Naubos
totoo
na
yung sipag. Kaya minsan pacing din. Yeah, because you don't want to get burnt out.
Trust,
too early.
Trust.
Too early.
I actually got that from my zodiac this year. Because I did the, what do you call that, the Chinese zodiac reading. Or,
oh.
Yeah. And they said that, you know what? You look like you're going to get burnt out this year. And I said, no, I'm feeling like this year is going to be a really good year. And they're like, wait for it. Feeling it right now, bitches. Feeling it right now.
So, yung pinagbasahan mo ng zodiac.
Ano?
Pag tumawag siya sa'yo, anong tawag mo? Zodiac.
No.
Zodiac check-in. Kasi
Zodiac check-in.
Parang,
oh, that's right.
Zodiac.
Mm-hmm. How's it going? Oh, diba?
Oh, ba't naging Zodiac na ngayon kanina?
Zodiac video call.
There you go. There you go. Oh, kasi minsan.
Video eh.
Reading it.
Tama naman.
From Farmer Sanchez, how my parents would describe me, ay naku, hindi naman mayaman pero masyadong mapili at maselan sa pagkain. Yeah, well, some kids just are picky. It doesn't have
picky
anything
eaters.
To do with budget.
It's
or
so
how
funny
because
when
are.
We were in Boracay, my friends and I were having this discussion about, like, how do you label someone a picky eater? Because one of my friends, apparently, we just learned, she doesn't like munggo. Like, she
oh.
doesn't eat munggo kasi parang she doesn't like the texture, para daw magaspang, and she just doesn't enjoy it. So she's never been a fan of munggo. So then one of my friends labeled her a picky eater because she doesn't eat munggo. Parang ano ba yan? Picky eater ka. And then my friend was like, I just don't like munggo. Does that make me a picky eater? And then so we ended up taking this test na parang, oh, sige, sige, let's take the picky eater test to see kung sinong pinaka picky eater. And it turns out, hindi naman siya yung pinakamaraming no. Mas marami pa nga kung hindi gusto sa kanya.
I guess picky, parang, it can't be just one dish.
Exactly.
Yung parang ang hirap, basically, ang hirap niyang pakainin. Yung pag pumunta kang Italian, ang dami niyang ayaw. Pumunta kang Filipino restaurant, ang dami niyang ayaw. Pumunta kang Japanese, yung parang like, anong gusto mo kainin? Usually, yun yung picky. Yung saka like, wherever you go.
That's true. And I do know of like, for example, I know that my nephew, picky eater siya when he was a kid because like, he only liked certain food. Like, alam mo yun, chicken nuggets, for example. Gusto niya chicken nuggets every day yung ulam. Yeah, hindi naman pwede. But he refuses to eat like, other food. So, may mga ganon,
picky
I guess.
Talaga.
Picky yun. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And Lisa Santos would like to say, well, we're proud parents of Ian Santos taking exams as Philippine sommelier in Hong Kong.
Ooh.
Right now. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's
such a
wine.
Such a fancy job.
Good luck, Ian.
Right? And from Nina Hidalgo, tahimik pero masungit, mabait pero tamad, matalino pero burara. Hindi pwedeng pupurihin na walang pero. Yung they'll say something nice, but then they'll always match it with a pero.
Yeah, my counterpart.
It's very ano, it's very like hand in pocket. Tahimik pero masungit, mabait pero
I'm broke but I'm happy. Tahimik pero masungit.
Mabait pero tamad. Matalino pero burara. Diba? Very that. Yung this but this. This but that.
Uh-huh.
Maria Chanel says, how my parents would describe me. Yung malakas ang loob. Lalo na when I left a comfortable high-paying job to move to Australia by myself without a job waiting for me. Ako lang sa aming magkakapatid ang humiwalay sa magulang.
Oh, wow.
That's really brave. Even Jungkook's girl.
Mm.
So, diba she just went to the U.S.? No job waiting. Looked for a job there and is thriving.
Sometimes
and now
that's
she's
all
moved
you need
to another
to do.
City.
Right?
Sometimes that's all you need to do. Take that first step.
Ako kasi, I would do that. But I would brave going to another country, but I will make sure I have a job first.
Same.
So, mag-a-apply na ako dito. Pag natanggap ako at may naghihintay na trabaho, then I will be brave. So
medyo maniniguro ka muna.
Yeah, so I'll be maybe 50%. Not super brave, not brave, but semi-brave.
But okay, so for example, you get a job in another country.
Yeah.
Would you take it?
I would. I probably would.
I don't know. Depends. For me.
That was my original plan. If radio royalty didn't didn't await. I mean, like, pero, you know, I didn't know that I was, like, you know, radio blue blood. So I was... radio blue blood. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, I'm okay with that. Kasi naman, I mean, hello. Not everyone becomes a legend in their chosen field.
So alam nyo na yung dadanak na dugo dito, kulay blue, okay?
May danak ng dugo na. But I would have. That was my dream.
To work somewhere else.
That's why I applied, diba, to finish my college in the U.S. Kasi nga parang feeling ko, after college, I would become the next, you know, I don't know, Michael Crichton. That was my dream at the time.
Ako naman, I've never actually had that dream of working in another country. I've always seen myself making it here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was never... Kasi parang feeling ko din I'm the type na parang... Or I don't know, maybe... It also comes from privilege because I enjoy my life here. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
Parang...
That's what it is.
I've never really felt like parang I wanna live a new life or like... Kasi usually ganun eh, yung parang... If you go through something, diba, madaming ganun yung cases na parang yeah. Up and leave para to leave everything behind, all the baggage. Ako naman, parang walang ganun akong
Yeah, I
thoughts.
Never really had any...
So, it's always been, yeah.
Ako kasi, that, I mean, the idea of working abroad.
Feeling ko meron ka kasing mga certain liberties na gustong ma-experience, hindi dito, but somewhere else.
Tsaka single pa ako.
There we go!
From blue blood to blue...
Ayan, may nag-comment na, oh. Sayang. Eh, di may afam ka na sa...
Hoy, hindi nga. Single pa nga ako, no? College nga, eh. College nga, oh.
In an alternate universe, nandun ka, may afam ka, tapos nandito kami, tapos...
Kami? Ba't bigla naging kami?
Bakit? Kami. Nina Marky.
Oo nga. Oo nga.
Bakit may violent reaction?
Hindi, wala naman.
Oh.
Pero yun nga, like parang, I, ewan ko, kasi that was my thing. Kasi diba, like, I actually applied for creative writing in the US, and I got in. Kasi nga, ang iniisip ko, I'll be like, ganyan, very, ano, very Michael Crichton, very,
Anne Rice!
Hindi, medyo ganyan. So, you know, I was a big fan. John Jakes. Yan yung mga favorite ko noon.
Dean Koontz.
Hindi ako nag-Dean Koontz eh. Pero, yan, John Jakes.
John Grisham?
Di rin masyado.
Sabi ni Erica, E.L. James.
Ay! Alam mo, feeling ko, I would have excelled.
Oh my God!
I would have excelled.
Alam mo, feeling ko dapat, di ba maraming nagsasabi, kailan lalabas yung TMR book na susunod? Feeling ko dapat yung next TMR book. I'm telling you.
Parang ano,
more of
no?
an erotica.
Erotica?
Parang a different vibe. I would be so down. I mean, I've already recorded an audio book na erotica.
Let's do like a trilogy and one book, three stories, three authors.
Oh, I am so down for that!
Three authors, three stories.
No, tas iba-ibang category yun. Kasi...
Iba-ibang...
Iba-ibang trip,
diba?
So,
iba-ibang category yun. So, yung kay Hazel, ano, PG-13, sa akin R-18, kay Marky Triple X.
Hey, my bum made a, what do you call that? Stage debut. When I play the role of Collins, there's a part in La Vie Boheme. Raise your glass, you bet your ass too.
Oh.
So I accidentally went a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if something else was shown.
Kailan ulit ka magkukulit?
Yun ang pupunta natin.
Kailan yung susunod na kulit?
kasi when I'm Benny, I'm a macho dancer. So like,
ay, kailangan panoorin pareho.
Both talaga.
Yung isa may pa peach. Yung isa may pa sexy dancing.
Oh.
And from Diabolique, how my parents would describe me, not the favorite, but the most reliable with finances.
Oh.
I would take that anytime. I mean, you'd be living a comfortable life. Victoriano says, how my parents would describe me, especially my mom, she would call me baka.
Baka?
As in cow. Kasi kahit nagalaw ko raw, ma, nasan yung remote? Ma, may naghanap sa'yo. Ma, penging alaw once.
Oh my God.
Parang baka.
Sounds like my brother.
Really?
He's very the
ganyan. Ma.
Well, ako din naman.
Ikaw rin naman. Baka.
And I love baka. So,
baka
yeah.
This.
Baka. Sophia says, how my parents would describe me? Pag sweldo, asset. Pag hindi sweldo, liability.
Kasi pag hindi sweldo, siya yung ano, dependent.
Oo. Mm. And the two tops. How my parents would describe me comes from Simply Nedge and End of 11.
They both say...
End of 11 says, how my parents would describe me, na sobrahan sa pagiging independent. Hindi humihingi ng tulong o nagsasabi pag may problema. Sanay rin gumawa ng sariling desisyon. Kaya minsan, they feel left out of my life.
Aww.
Alam mo yung there is such a thing as you're too independent?
Mm.
Kasi when dealing with people you love and people who love you, they also want to make, they also want to feel needed.
True.
They don't want to feel that you can do everything without them. Part of feeling loved is that they need you.
Mm.
So pag masyado kang independent, parang, ay, hindi mo naman ako kailangan eh. Kaya nandito ako, kaya wala ako. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
And you don't feel wanted. Even if it's not true. Even if you are loved, even if you are wanted, you get the feeling that you're not really essential.
Yeah.
Because they can do whatever they want on their own. And divine. So it's still kind of important to make them feel needed, wanted, that you need their support, you need their help.
And they miss that little kid that they used to take care
exactly.
of.
Exactly. And from Simply Nedge, how my parents would describe me, I hope, I really hope, my mom is joking whenever she calls me her souvenir from her Totga.
What?
Yeah, hopefully that's a joke, Mom. Please tell me that that is a joke.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Remember when we bought you that Shirt Island souvenir? Well...
Let's ask your dad how he feels.
I know, right? That is a
thing.
Oh
my gosh. Damn.
Oof. Okay. So what about us? Oh, yeah, now. Come on, relics of hatred. Kahapon. Wala ka kasi dito. Yung isang entry, top entry. Ay, hindi, parang number two yata. Ang topic kasi was, ano? The beginning of the end. When Goddess Chico Garcia starts commanding her Relics of Hatred co-hosts, Hazel and Marky, to give their answers. You know it's the beginning of
the end.
Tapos na daw yung top 10. So, I command you, Relics of Hatred. What are your answers?
Okay, Aurora.
Okay, Aurora Monroe.
Ayun, yung pinost ni Hazel.
Ano pinost ni Hazel?
Yung ano, Marky, are you cheating?
Yeah, it's so funny. Kasi nakakatawa kasi, okay, backstory. We were playing darts, which is like the first time we played darts together.
Mm.
It's not exactly a game that you play, diba? Parang it's been such a long time since any of us played darts. May mga first timer pa nga yata. Mm-hmm. And then, Daddy Strom wasn't really there. He was there, but not really there. He wasn't really playing with us.
He wasn't playing with us.
Parang ano lang, wala. He was doing his own thing. And then we started arguing. So we started shouting na, hindi, kasi ganun. So without any context, without even figuring out what we were arguing about, Matic, sabi ni Daddy Strom, Marky, are you cheating again? May assumption. And nakakatawa dun, yun yung point of contention. Because we were accusing Marky of cheating and Daddy Strom called it. Marky, are you cheating again?
I tell you. It
he
was,
could smell it from a mile
he
away.
He could tell it from a... At saka sa akin yung killer dun, yung again.
Again.
Yeah, again.
May
no,
rep.
Because I tell you, when I lived with my parents... It was one of those things. I had to get through high school without having to change my grades.
Oh my God.
You know, I really would. Because not just my parents, but I would think like even my relatives, like they would just say, nakakagulat, madaldal pala.
Kasi tahimik ka in...
Growing up, I was really the most settings. Quiet wallflower that ever wallflowered. Like, I was invisible. Pero ano ha, not, and I didn't resent it. Or, like, that was my plan. To be as invisible as I could. That was actually one of our favorite games. Kami ni Vincent, my best friend in grade school. We would be like, let's be invisible. So the task was to move around the house without anyone seeing us. I mean, obviously we're not invisible. We're more like hiding from people. But in our little world, we were invisible. So yeah, I was very quiet. If you don't talk to me, I probably would not say anything. I had my own little world. So I would say that they would be like, when I got into radio, I think my former classmates, my family, my parents, I think were surprised that I was so talkative, that I had so many things to say.
It's because you've been observing your entire life.
I've been observing all my life. It's really true. That was my whole life. I was just watching everyone.
May nag-comment. Sana bayaran ako sa pagpaypay kagabi. Pati si Church, pinapaypayan ko.
Grabe, parang kang nag-ihaw, no?
Oh, ako yung liempo. So, di ba yung liempo, kailangan pinapaypayan mo? Yeah.
Naku, masama ka pag mataas ang BP. Hindi ka dapat kainin.
Kaya... Hindi, kaya nga ano, kaya nga na, kahit pa paano, like, you know, na, may mga ano naman, like, pockets of relief. Kasi nga, namaypay naman siya.
Mm-hmm. Ako siguro how my parents would describe me, the go-getter, because I've always had that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I was a kid, and I would mostly do it on my own. Like, I'm the type who would, sometimes I wouldn't even tell them that I'm, you know, doing something or I'm gonna... like, for example, when I started, like, my career for, like, courtside reporting, for being a jock, all of that. Like, I didn't even share na parang, oh, I would audition for this or I would do that. I would just, like, tell them, oh, I got this job or whatever. Mm. So, very that. But, pero yung may meron ding parang but. But, kind of lacks discipline. Not kind of.
May kind.
Lacks discipline.
Inunahan mo na ako.
Mm, sige na, sige na.
May kinda.
Yes, yun yung ano, yun yung medyo ano ko.
Oh, sorely.
This bitch. Alam mo, dapat
sorely?
Iniwan mo na to sa grill nung iniihaw eh. Dapat.
Hopelessly? Egregiously?
No.
Egregiously.
Lacks discipline, medyo tamad. There you go.
Me.
But a go-getter and an achiever just the same. Okay. Yung parang imagine kung nagsipag pa siya. Imagine kung ganun. Oo, diba? Ayoko naman masyadong ano. Oo. Ang hirap naman masyadong mang-outshine ng ibang tao. So, medyo ano tayo.
Pero try natin, Mika. For fun. For fun.
Dapat may weak spot ka din kasi. Parang ako naman, ano lang yan. I'm doing the world like this, ano lang. Parang kahit pa paano, di ba? I'm giving other people a fair chance. Ba't ako tinatawag na antay-kabataan? Yung antay-kabataan, Judy.
Kailangan lahat may weak spot. Ah, sige, bibili ako online. Wala ako right now.
Ah!
Tinan ko baka meron online.
Wala na si Marky para nag-check out, no?
Teka, sabi niya, ano ba ito makakatrabaho ko? Sabi ni Ina, hala, ang humble naman.
Although, if there's something that I would say about my parents now, as opposed to how they were before and how they saw me before, they'd be like, oh my gosh, this one is the black sheep. Nowadays, they're looking at me like, man, why are you, how did you get to be such a hard worker now?
Yeah.
When you were such a lazy piece of
shiz
as a kid. I'm like, you know, growth.
Yeah.
That's true. Maturity.
We evolve.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ganun talaga yon. Kailangan meron tayong evolution.
Correct.
And when you evolve, hopefully, into something better. Kasi meron ding devolution.
Ay, that's not good.
Or evolution to something bad. Mm-hmm. Pwede rin naman kasing ganun. Diba?
Pwede.
Yes. Don't dev...
Evolve. Okay, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and we hope you enjoyed today's show.
Thank you again to Queen Elaine.
Oh, thank you, Queen Elaine. Thank you for breakfast.
You made our morning since brown out salmon. Perfect timing.
Wala siyang baon to.
Wala akong baon for the first time in a long time.
So yeah. We'll be back tomorrow for Ride Wednesday. We hope you can join us, of course. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye.